Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. Welcome if you're just joining us. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got two very special guests with me this afternoon. I'm joined by Casey Peaks. She's the Senior Director of Early Childhood Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, as well as Jen Bailey. She heads up Dane County's Head Start program here in the state of Wisconsin. We're talking about Trump's dismantling of childcare, of the education system writ large. And I know a lot of families have been shocked by this, but Casey, I want to turn to you. This was actually an announced intention in Project 2025. Project 2025 explicitly endorsed the dismantling of Head Start, which is, by any objective measure, one of the most successful federal grant programs for early childhood education and childcare in the history of the United States. Casey, what do you say to people who say, well, I didn't know he was going to do this?
Yeah, so I actually wrote about this last summer trying to let people know. And I think if you didn't know, hopefully you know now that this is really the long-term plan for the Trump administration. And I think to your point of this isn't lowering costs for families. In fact, we know that childcare costs now for a lot of families is more than their mortgage and rental costs. So if you're trying to lower costs for families, I can't think of anything better than investing in early childhood education and making childcare more affordable, expanding access to Head Start. So to eliminate this program without any, you know, solution for an alternative is really going to hurt a lot of families and make their lives a lot harder and more expensive.
Well, I think one of the most important lessons to be learned here is, you know, you have to pay attention not to what Donald Trump is saying, though he sometimes does tell you what he's going to do. You have to pay attention to what he's doing and what those who control these federal agencies are doing. And in this case, the attacks on Head Start have been part of GOP talking points for a long time. They wrote it down in Project 2025. It was there if you were curious enough to find it out, to read work from the Center for American Progress Action Fund, Casey, as you point out. Jen, I wanted to return back to the state of Wisconsin and ask you, what should people be doing if they are concerned about this approach from the Trump administration that in the one hand, they say that they care about hardworking families, they care about childcare, but on the other hand, are doing everything that basically embodies the opposite of care for American families and hardworking families trying to access affordable childcare?
I think it's very important that people reach out to their local representatives to let them know that Head Start is an important part of their community, provides valuable services to some of the most vulnerable families, and many families rely on Head Start programs to be able to go to work, to be able to maintain employment. And I heard from one local representative that earlier this week, they received the highest volume of calls they had ever had. And I think that advocacy and people using their voices is a big part of the reason why programs like mine got funding this morning and will be very important in the continued fight to be able to maintain Head Start services.
Folks, if you're wondering how to contact your local representative, let me start with one of our state's senators. If you'd like the phone number to Ron Johnson's office, his Senate office in Washington, D.C., I've got it right here for you. Get your pen and pencil out, pen and paper out. Here is Senator Ron Johnson's D.C. phone number. Call them. Tell them to actually start doing things that support families. That's the Senate, as well as the Congress, should be protecting Head Start. Here's the number, 202-224-5323. That's 202-224-5323. And folks, we are going to put every single congressional representative for the state of Wisconsin and their contact phone numbers, as well as their emails, in our show notes for today. So we will go ahead and do all of that work for you, Civic Media listeners. You don't have to do it. Just give us a little time after we wrap today. Go check out my show notes at civicmedia.us/shows/MaggieDawnShow. You can find all of this information there. We will put the DC office phone number for every single member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation. Senators and congresspeople, call them and tell them what you think about this approach to early childhood education and childcare. It ain't working. Casey, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell Wisconsinites and listeners what you think they should be doing and your final thoughts on these issues surrounding education more broadly.
Yeah, I think Jen is definitely right. Contact your elected officials. I think especially when we're not getting a lot of information from the administration, that's how Tammy Baldwin found out about how many Wisconsin Head Start programs were closed. It wasn't from the federal government. It was from Wisconsinites calling her office and letting her know what was happening on the ground. So definitely continue to do that. And then I think really think about what is most important to your family and making things more affordable for your family and your community, and also really looking at what are those supports that, you know, children in your own life and also your community needs. It's Head Start. We're also just seeing attacks on education more broadly. And So I think to really explain to your local officials how those services that the federal government pays for really impact your life on a day-to-day basis and what it would look like if those services went away.
Folks, you're hearing from my two very special guests, Casey Peeks, who's the Senior Director of Early Childhood Policy at the Center for American Progress Fund. She knows of which she speaks. She was Director of Federal Policy and a Policy Advisor at the Children's Defense Fund. She worked on the House Committee on Education and Labor. She was a Federal Policy Analyst at the Child Care Aware of America, as well as the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. And she also taught kindergarten, so she's been right there on the ground. My other special guest, Jen Bailey, she heads up Head Start in Dane County and also was got involved with Head Start back in the early 2000s, falling in love with Head Start's mission, and that has been there now for 25 years, working up to the position as executive director. Ladies, thank you so much for your tireless advocacy. Folks, we're going to take care of some business and be back with Dom Salvia for In Case You Missed It with Dom Salvia here on the Civic Media Radio Network.